Republicans introduce a censure resolution condemning squad members. By Jacob Bliss on June 14, 2021. A group of Republicans will introduce a censure resolution to condemn and censure the so-called squad members for defending foreign terrorist organizations and using rhetoric which contributed to anti-Semitic attacks across the United States. The group led by Representative Michael Waltz, RFL, along with Representative Jim Banks, RN, and Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, are looking to censure Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, and other squad members Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Representative Ianga Pressley, DMA. The censure resolution says the squad members have defended foreign terrorist organizations and inciting anti-Semitic attacks across the United States and attacked Israel, including referring to the Jewish state as an apartheid state. In addition, the group of Republicans wrote in the resolution that Tlaib has accused the Israeli government of ethnic cleansing against Palestinians and claimed Israel was promoting racism and dehumanization. The resolution mentions Omar calling the Israel's military response to Hamas's strikes was an act of terrorism rather than an act of self-defense, while accusing the United States of backing crimes against humanity. At the same time, Ocasio-Cortez claimed the military response from Israel is inhumane and committing human rights abuses. Pressley has equated any support of our democratic ally to supporting oppression, violence, and apartheid and accused the state of egregious human rights violations. The resolution states, these false claims, further perpetuated over social media, have resulted in increased violence and anti-Semitic hate crimes throughout the United States. To be resolved, that the House of Representatives condemns the squad members. Waltz released a statement saying, "We cannot turn a blind eye to members of Congress openly defending terrorist attacks by Hamas against our close ally Israel nor their dangerous rhetoric which has contributed to anti-Semitic attacks across the country." Waltz continued, "I've seen firsthand gross atrocities against women and ethnic minorities at the hands of the Taliban. I've personally been fired upon by terrorists hiding behind women and children and seen the Taliban place suicide vests on teenagers. For members of the U.S. Congress to make equivalencies to Israel and the American military, which puts its own soldiers at risk to avoid civilian casualties, is ignorant of the facts, shameful, and should be condemned in the strongest terms." In the same press release, Tenney said, "Last week, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar compared the United States and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban." Tenney continued, "Sadly, this is not out of character for the squad, who have made a habit of trafficking in anti-Semitic rhetoric. Their actions have been completely unchecked by Democratic leadership in the House, even as vile attacks against Jewish Americans are rising. Enough is enough. Anti-Semitism has no place in Congress or the Democratic Party. Speaker Pelosi won't stand up and take action, which is why I'm honored to do so today alongside Congressman Waltz and Banks. We are sending a clear message that this type of rhetoric is unacceptable." Additionally, Banks said, "Reps. Omar, Tlaib, Pressley, and Cortez have repeatedly denigrated America and our closest ally." Democrat leadership finally responded to their unhinged comments last week with a press release. Banks added, "Actions speak louder than squishy words. Speaker Pelosi can let members vote on our resolution, or she can cover for the Hamas caucus and their anti-Israel and anti-American rhetoric. We'll see."